music, news, information. Weekday mornings from 11.
This is Northside Today.
Madeline Ebbs from DCC North Central. Welcome into the studio.
Thanks very much, John.
An extra guest on the show today, but a very welcome one. We're going to do a catch-up on what's been going on around the area. I know there's walks, there's a new walk up in Darndale. Is the Stardust one still going?
It is, and I think one of your researchers actually approached my group in the Stardust Park there 2 weeks ago, and she was very interested to talk to somebody about that. Because that walk is attracting a lot of attention at the moment. It's been running since January 17th of this year. We've a core group of about 25 and meet every Tuesday morning at 9:30, and they do a 2K walk. The ages range from, I'd say, late 50s to early 80s. And these people are fit.
Yeah.
They are fit. They run around that 2K and they love it.
So we're not talking about mammies with their buggies.
Well, there's actually grandmothers and buggies.
Well, that's what's happening.
Grandmothers, I would love to attract younger people into the park. The feedback we were getting was people were kind of a little bit nervous because the Stardust, because it kind of had a bit of antisocial attached to it. But our parks department and Brian Dowling in particular has done a great job in cleaning the park up. And if you notice, if you're walking by now, you have a clear view from one side of the path right across to the other, because they've lifted, all the shrubbery is gone, all the low branches on the trees. So no matter where you are in the park, you have a clear view right across to the gate. So has actually eliminated antisocial, because there's nowhere to hide in the park anymore. So people are reporting all good things. So hopefully we can encourage some of the younger families in, please God, in the new year.
Because there were terrible things happening in that park, like syringes being left around and all that, and in kids' playgrounds and stuff.
Yeah,
you
know, I know. It's really, horrible, really, horrible. Really, really sad. Really sad. But since now this shrubbery has been taken, I'm sure there's an official name for what they were, but since that has been taken out, it has eliminated all that hanging around and people hiding in the bushes. And so if there's anybody listening out there that likes parks, we want to get people back into all our parks, and in particular the Stardust, because it's a beautiful park in the middle of a housing area. So
and there's nothing to fear anymore.
Only fear itself, as they say.
Yes, but once you said everything's been cleared up, and
the parks and Brian Dowling has done a lovely job on the park.
And what about the football pitch in Darndale? I know we were having trouble with that
things have really turned around up there. The gateway scheme that we put in was a great success. Unfortunately, that's going to run out now in April. So I'm hoping the DSP will try and work with us to extend the contract of some of the guys down there. They've done a marvellous job cleaning up the park. So obviously the locals have kind of rode in. So again, a lot of the antisocial has been eliminated from there. We don't have any more stolen cars, burnt out cars. The rubbish dumping is at an all-time low. We still have a bit of a problem with horses. Maybe we'll have a bigger problem with bikes at Christmas.
The scramblers.
Appealing, while I have the chance here to appeal to parents, that it's not a good idea to buy motorbikes for youngsters. They're not insured, they don't have tax, they don't have any formal training, they don't have a licence, and it's actually illegal to drive a motorised vehicle. So parents are actually, they're just wrong to buy these bikes for these kids.
Sure, you just see them outside the Civic Centre here doing wheelies up and down the road, and it's very, very dangerous.
It is, and they're putting everybody else in danger. So just trying to appeal to people just not to go down that road of buying the bikes.
Yeah, and unfortunately there was a tragedy over in Croncastle there.
Last Christmas.
Yeah. Oh, it's terrible.
Yeah, so if the parents out there just say no, learn to say no to your kids when they're looking for these things.
I haven't said that. I haven't seen them in a while. So
Christmas, maybe. Apparently everybody is dreading it.
It's terrible.
Like, we have been talking to the local Gardaí, and our legislation will have to change. To make it illegal to buy these bikes unless they're properly insured and taxed, and they are designed to go on the road. They're not for green areas or pathways. So everybody will have to just be more vigilant.
Right, so that's two good things that's happened.
And we got our long-awaited fence up in the Darndale Park. The fence has gone in, and in the new year, please God, City Council and Parks are going to work on putting two pitches in for the Darndale FC and visiting teams. We've done up the pavilions for the changing rooms, so for away teams coming over to play, like, the place is really looking it's very best at the moment. And then we have added a park run every Saturday morning, and we've people from all over Dublin coming to Darndale to run in the park or walk in the park, and I didn't think I'd have ever seen this. And
that's brilliant.
I'm very excited by the park.
Yeah, it sounds very fulfilling for you when you see these things happen.
So I stand there on a Saturday morning and see people driving up in their cars and coming to walk and run in the Darndale Park it's phenomenal. For me, it is definitely.
Saturday mornings, you're still out and about.
We're out there. We're up there from around 8:30, 9 o'clock to get the place all ready. The Gateway lads, have to say, are amazing. Mm. They've rode in on a Saturday morning. They put down all the posts, all the signs. Stephen Kennedy, I have to say, in particular, Mick Walsh, they're amazing local guys.
Yeah.
And they're up there on a Saturday morning supporting this and doing everything that has to be done to make it a success.
Is this a CE scheme these guys are on?
They were on... They were on some sort of unemployment benefit. There was a government initiative about 3 years to have this Gateway scheme. We got the tail end of the guys before the scheme was finished. But 10 of the guys, we got 10 local guys to work in the park. 5 of them have got permanent employment from the city council.
That's brilliant.
So, that'll tell you how successful the scheme was. And we were left with 5 guys, and 3 of them have just turned up, and they just turn up trumps every Saturday morning to come down and give a dig out with the park run.
I was only talking to the Northside Partnership earlier, and we were talking about people on CE schemes and volunteers in particular, and the time they give up.
Yeah, well, we're hoping on the 14th of December we're meeting with the Northside Partnership with regard to putting some sort of a similar scheme into this Stardust Park. Like, it'd be great if local people, whether they're on some sort of an unemployment benefit or retired, if locals were to get involved in their green areas, their local parks, like, it's to benefit your community.
Yeah.
You know, so it's a win-win situation then for everybody.
Yeah, we were talking about volunteers, and we were talking about football and boxing clubs
and
that you're involved in.
Look at the work.
Is there anything you're not involved in, Madeline?
I'm sure there is, but a bit of bad news, actually, a bit of bad news.
Oh.
The people who own the site up there, the old Atlantic Home Care, have decided to sell the site, and our Glen Boxing Club now are going to be without a home in 4 weeks' time.
And a lot of money went into that.
The amount apart from even the financial investment, the personal investment from the guys involved in the boxing club, the city council, Northside, Alan McCabe in particular, in Northside Shopping Centre, the people who were all involved in that, Deirdre Smith from the NCU, so much went into it, and it was like, we were just wiped
That's
out on
terrible.
Monday. Yeah. So I have to change my Santi wish list now from something I was going to ask him for. Now I'm asking for premises for the boxing club.
Oh,
so.
God.
Yeah, so I just have to stay pretty hopeful that something will show up for them, because they have 120 local kids boxing. They have taken numerous titles. In particular, the girls are doing extremely well, so it will be an awful shame if we don't come up with something.
Yeah, they've won a couple of world titles.
They have. He's created, Brian Foley up in the boxing club has created future champions up in that club already.
So this is, we're talking about our children being taken in off the street.
Absolutely.
And being looked after and being taught.
Absolutely.
Discipline.
Yes, yeah.
And, you know, so it's a no-brainer. Somebody has to sort
So we're looking for premises. If there's anybody out there knows of a premises for this boxing club, we'd be delighted to take it off your hands.
Okay. And I know Kilmore Celtic as well is talking to Dean Russell there a while ago. And was it you telling me they're looking for a premises?
They're chasing premises, which we're trying to help out with that as well. We're working on something at the moment, and hopefully that will come into fruition, because I would love to see them with their own clubhouse, because again, they're all volunteers and these people are doing great work with the kids in this community.
And they have loads of teams. They've kids teams, adult
and apparently
teams,
they all
women's
did.
Teams.
I don't know anything about football, but apparently they did very well
in
leagues and championships. And I hope I'm using all the correct terminology. But Frank Derby, his wife Rosemary, Dean Russell, all doing marvellous work out there in the community.
And I believe they have an ex Ireland international. Can't think of his name. He's involved in the training.
Very good.
I'm going to get him in.
Okay.
Soon, again, so maybe you'll join us.
Absolutely.
It'll be in the new year now.
Absolutely. Again, I couldn't do my job without all these extra spokes in the wheel, all these people out there on the ground that I work with. They make my job really nice, and it's great working with the...
What is your role exactly? I know I've spoken to you numerous occasions.
Senior Community Development Officer. So I just link in with the community and try and make the world a better place.
Yeah.
And we shrink that down. We're trying to make our local community,
our world,
a better place. And there is great things happening here on the north side. You can see the changes. You know, everything is starting to look smart and slick. And you know, I have to acknowledge all the work, how hard people actually work out here to make this all happen.
Yes, yeah, it's great to see the local communities getting involved. And, you know.
Yeah.
Residents' associations and such like, and football teams and people volunteering to look after them and boxing.
Yeah, and, and you look at the city neighbourhoods out in this area, the amount of estates, I think I actually mentioned this on your show before, the amount of estates that have entered and won the categories for keeping the estates just manicured and beautiful, and that's all community effort.
The tidy towns.
Yes, all community effort. So there is great work being done.
It is,
so just to acknowledge.
Yeah.
You know, and say a big well done to everybody that rose in with us.
Yeah, there's a lot of negative news that goes on out there about our north side, you know, and it's not good sometimes.
No, and even the amount of negative publicity Derrindale gets on Derrindale, you know, there is a lot of dumping still goes on in it now, and if we were to tackle that, but in general, like, you know, especially the park, I mean, the amount of people using the park now is just brilliant.
It is fantastic, and the Stardust Park as well.
Yes.
All we need now is to get a couple of few premises for.
Yes. So Santa,
local clubs.
Santa, if you're listening, I need a couple of premises. Yeah. And then next Wednesday is our annual dinner dance for our seniors, which is happening in Pernell's at 2 o'clock on Wednesday afternoon. And I didn't even get a chance to advertise this, and within a week, people had requested up to 170 tickets, so they're all gone.
So that's fully booked out.
That's next Wednesday, yes. 170 people from the locality will come to that 2 o'clock. The Home Firm Men's Choir, which are a brilliant choir, they're going to perform for about an hour for us. And then we have Martin and Noel from N&M Music, who are going to provide the entertainment then after the choir. And it does be an absolutely terrific afternoon.
So maybe next year you're going to have to do two.
I know people keep saying that to me.
Yeah.
You know, the amount of people that I have disappointed this year, but the place, unfortunately, is just not big enough. But as I say, I hadn't even got a chance to advertise it. And people were, you know, ringing saying, Madeline, if you're doing that this year, will you put me down for 5 tickets? If you're doing it this year, will you put me down for 10? And I opened my diary one day and I said, I better add up these bloody tickets. And there was 170
gone.
Yeah.
It's madness, isn't it? Oh, it's fantastic. It's brilliant.
Yeah, no, it's
people
a
love
great
it so much.
Afternoon.
Yeah.
Parnell's do a great job. It's silver service, and they do. The room will be done up beautiful for Christmas, and people just love it.
And Parnell's is becoming it's a great venue for community.
Great community asset, yeah. Hmm. And again, great working partnership with Dave Feeney, who's the manager down there. He's absolutely terrific to work with as well. So... to all these good people out there in the community, John, including yourself, you're always great for backing up our projects as well.
I know, it's great to see people happy and getting involved, and you know.
Oh, come here, sure, isn't it what makes the world go around? Instead of concentrating on all the bad stuff that goes on, there is a lot of good stuff goes on too.
And we only hear about the bad stuff.
Yeah, so we're here to tell you about all
the good
stuff.
News.
Yes,
this is the good news.
The good
show.
News. 5 minutes. Yeah.
Okay, that was a lot longer than 5 minutes.
Well, what was it? Oh God, then I'm late for my next meeting. So,
right. Listen, Madeline, thanks very much.
No worries.
For coming
into
me.
Always a pleasure, John.
Such short notice.
I know, you're grand.
So
always enjoy talking to you.
Anything else coming up that people should know about?
Not at the moment. No, it's Christmas, and I'm going to take a break.
Yeah. Well, have a happy Christmas.
Yes.
If I don't
and
see
you too, and everybody that's listening. Merry Christmas from Community Development in DCC.
And Near FM.
This is 90.3 Near FM.